old tragedy, same old sleep, same old stupid habit, same old fucking problem, same old me.
Sixteen little red noses and a horse's sweat. Gonna dip you in that dip of the dew, tie a rubber band around my fanny and run around you screaming I'm an airplane. Make me take off. Cause I love you, man. I love you, pretty mama.
Take much money. Meet me at the Waffle House. nobody goes. And I go to places nobody knows. I laugh at the lightning and scoff at the rain and survive a cat five, a hurricane. I run through soft palmetto, climb my high pine trees. I disappear from Mars in the Okanagan. And all those crazy stories you heard were true, 'cause I'm a Florida man. South, I'm a Florida man. I had to leave her, get me hammy. I hope she understands. I like the sunny beaches. I'm a Florida man.
Nobody home.
See you later.
Nobody home.
Woo!
Nobody home, baby.
Nobody home.
Hello, Earth to you.
There's nobody home.
Ding dong. No, not you, the doorbell.
Nobody home.
Ah, Dave? Dave's not here.
There's nobody home.
Bye-bye.
There's nobody home.
They said he was a killer. He didn't look that tough. And so I sought him out and went to do my stuff. I said some things about his girlfriend when I passed him in the park. Now he's strumming my face with his fingers. He's changing my nose with his foot. He's killing me softly with kung fu, knocking my block on with kung fu, changing my outlook with his shoe, killing me softly with kung fu. I started laughing when he made funny motions in the air, but then he walked right through me as if I wasn't there. I hid behind a lamppost, but he broke it right in two. Now he's strumming my face with his fingers. He's changing my nose with his foot. He's killing me softly with kung fu, knocking my block off with kung fu, changing my outlook with his shoe, killing me softly with kung fu. I took out my crowbar to put a dent in his mind. Some girl said you can't do that, he's only 4'5". My Toyota, I decided to apologize. Now he's strumming my face with his fingers. He's changing my nose with his foot. He's killing me softly with kung fu, knocking my block off with kung fu, changing my outlook with his shoe, killing me softly with kung fu.
I feel so good. On our honeymoon, we'll freedom I want. I feel so good, so very good. Yes, I feel so good, so doggone good. Because of my guy, he never makes me cry. Oh, I feel so good.
Tonight, daylight savings, that's just great. Let's celebrate tonight. Yeah, yeah, I repeat, yeah, yeah. You didn't hit your boss with a 2x4. Let's celebrate tonight. Fell asleep at your desk, but you didn't snore. Let's celebrate tonight. Yeah, yeah. Did I say yeah, yeah? Not mark this moment might be a mistake. I'll bring the spork, if you'll bring the cake. In traffic, let's celebrate tonight. Your car wrote a book, it's autobiographic. Let's celebrate tonight. Yeah, yeah, one last, yeah, yeah.
I let's not do well. I need distraction, I need some mail.
Where's my mail? Where's my mail?
Did some beauty and throw it in the garbage mail.
Where's my mail? Where's my mail?
You didn't give it to someone with feathers and the tail.
Take my hand! Take my hand!
I beg you please, it's the circumstance.
Chicken dance! Chicken dance!
I don't understand.
Ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la la. Ooh la la, ooh la la.
Hello, dear friends. It's so beautiful up here, dear friends. It's so clean. Yes, dear friends, there's no drunken drivers here. No broken glass, no air. Over.
You must be way out there, over.
I'm high, all right, but not on false drugs. I'm high on the real thing.
I tried the real thing once. Not that real thing, but some other real things. Yeah. Good evening, friends. Good morning, good afternoon. How are you doing? Welcome back to 2022. Yeah, you thought it was over already? No, Chucko. I know there's an air of familiarity about it, where you feel like you've been here before. Yeah, okay. So we started up shop with Fred Frith. Same old. It was the same old year in a new package. Undecided. Jim Stafford. Nobody knows what to think of this year yet. Bambo was the David Roeder method. Couldn't find anything information about him, but he did exist. They did exist. The David Roeder method. Yep. Swear to God. Meet Me at the Waffle House was Jay Hefty. And then also after that, Brooks Reed, Florida Man. And the good news now is that there's going to be enough material for another Waffle House show and another Florida Man show. So watch out, America. Here I come. 2022. I'm not scared. Nobody Home was the Toys. Nice house, but nobody home. Killing Me Softly was Kung Fu from Donald Livingston from 1978. Margie Pett after that. I Feel So Good. Emphasis is not mine. There Must Be a Thing to Celebrate was Kenny Young and the Eggplants. For those of you looking for a holiday weekend, it is Martin Luther King weekend here, but you can think of all kinds of reasons if you want. I Want You to Be My Baby was Ellie Greenwich. And then Ellie Greenwich again with the Raindrops, Even Though You Can't Dance. And then the Chicken Dance, Life in a Blender. If you can do anything, you can do the Chicken Dance. All right, so while you're working on that, I'll be off, you know, chipping some more ice and finding some more records for you, okay? So please stay put. Stay tuned.
He's turning over.
Uh-oh, they're coming after me. I gotta go.
Baby, All you gotta do, honey, stand at one of those spots. And then I want you to wiggle it around. All you gotta do, honey. And then I want you to. Wiggle it around.
Thank you. Has a mustache. We'll be right back.
just call on me, James Bond.
My, that could become irritating. Well, I just finished my last case and was driving along in my special-built car with its special-built infrared headlights and its special-built bulletproof tires and its special-built injector curb feeders when, wouldn't you know it, the dang phone rang.
It's for you, Panther.
It was London, from the most famous music impresario in the whole world, Ryan Schwepstein, in dire need of the services of me, James Bond. You know, like in Bong Dong, Boong, Banana Fanta, I Panna, Ping Pong, King Pong, James Bond. Anyhow, there was some wicked Willie, somewhere, trying to wipe out every last rock and roll singer in the whole wide world. My job, get it. Cause I'm agent 0-0-7-8-9-10 Jack Queen King Ace 1-2-3. Just call on me, James Bond.
Ooh, my nerves.
Well, you see, Schwepstein figured old 8-Ball would probably strike at all the big rock and roll shows in the country. So I hopped a jet for the big Karate and the Crippers concert in New York. We landed, and I tore over to the Civic Auditorium, but seconds too late. Oh well, back on the airplane and away to San Francisco. I was headed for the biggest rock and roll concert of the year, starring the lovely and talented Spatula Stark. I was bound and determined to get there before old Nasty Ned could strike again. As I arrived, I heard her beautiful and lilting voice echoing from the stage of the Cow Palace. But suddenly, I couldn't believe my nose. That nut had released 90,000 head of Black Angus bulls, and they were about to stomp the living daylights out of that sweet little old thing. So I bounded up on the stage, grabbed her, threw her over my shoulder, and headed out the exit. Well, I was running so fast, I run right smack into some weirdo carrying a box of dynamite, a machine gun, a bullwhip, and an accordion. As I was helping him gather up his things, I politely asked him, "I beg your pardon, neighbor, but have you seen some plug ugly running around here looking like he might be trying to exterminate all the rock and roll singers in the whole world? Huh?"
"No, but the idea sounds so wonderful, wonderful."
"I'm agent 0-0-7-8-9-10 Jack Queen King Ace 1-2-3. Just call on me, James Bond." Now ain't that much nicer?
The story you are about to hear is true.
This is the city. It's quiet, it's peaceful. Millions of people are sleeping. I'm a cop. My name's Jim Saturday. I'm also Jim Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. My partner's Jim Sunday. That's my day off. The time was exactly 1:13 a.m. I knew it was 1:13 because since 1 o'clock I had boiled 3 2-minute eggs, 2 3-minute eggs, and made 60 cups of instant coffee. I was at the station house and the boss came in like gangbusters.
"Jim, I'm going to throw this case to you. Get a nickel back on every bottle, Jim."
Your boss is sure a scream. Somehow when the boss hits my funny bone, he really fractures me.
Oh?
I talked to my partner about the case. Partner, Snatcher McFink has struck again. He's kidnapped the whole state of Texas. He's done away entirely with Texas.
Hooray!
Is that a way to act when I tell you some varmint has done away with all Texas?
Texas? I thought you said taxes.
The time was now 2:14. I knew it was 2:14 because since 2:10, Guy Lombardo had played one chorus of the Minute Waltz. Suddenly, my brain began to work with machine gun precision. I'd remembered Snatcher McFink's hideout. We jumped into the squad car and took off. When we got to the hideout, I said to him, "Okay, Snatcher, why did you snatch Texas?"
"I don't know, copper. I had no motive. I'm plumb loco."
Ah, a locomotive.
"And besides, I couldn't have been out snatching Texas. You see this dame?"
I looked. The dame was dead. Had she shot herself? Had she taken poison? Or had she taken gas? Snatcher, you know anything about this dead dame?
A little. I killed her.
That made me suspicious. You know, the dame was quite a doll. Kind of what the book writers call a siren. Man, I'll never forget those eyes of hers. One eye was blue, one eye was gray. The other eye was brown. It was time I gave the boss a buzz. Operator, give me the chief. By mistake, she'd give me the super chief. I told the boss we had nailed Snatcher. The boss could now close the case with the official seal. Crime does not pay. Guilty Aloysius P. McFink, alias the Snatcher, paid for his crime. His last message was...
Jim Saturday, I'll be out in 99 years and I'll get you for this. Whatever else I may be, I ain't chicken. And furthermore...
Music? Let me think. Music. Music. Oh, dear. Oh! I've got it!
Wind a blowing in the east. You
had better have a care, cause there's danger in the air, and it ain't a fit night out for man or beast. No one ventured out into the storm. They all stayed in bed where it was warm. But that devil wind, he crept down the chimney while they slept, and it ain't a fit night out for man or beast.
That's what I like, Art.
Horses quivered in the barnyard stall, and hay didn't interest them at all. All the chickens and the geese each laid 14 eggs apiece, and it ain't a fit night out for man or beast. One stork with 5 bundles flew along. As he flew, this stork, he sang a song. This stork, he was no dunce, he delivered 5 at once, and it ain't a fit night out for man or beast. One girl ventured out into the storm, thinking she was bundled up and warm. But the wind was blowing where that gal should have taken care, and it ain't a fit night out for man or beast.
Tut, 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 my boy. You mean King Tutankhamun's tune.
Ah, that's the man. Do you know anything about him?
Do I know anything about him? Well, just you listen to me. 3,000 years ago, in history we know,
King Tutankhamun ruled a mighty land.
He ruled for many years, mid lots of song and tears.
He made a record that will always stand.
Why, they opened up his tomb the other day and jumped with glee.
They learned a lot of ancient history.
In old King Tutankhamun's day, beneath the tropic sky,
King Tut-Tut-Tut was very wise.
Now old King Tut-Tut-Tut was always gay. Cleopatra, she sat upon his knee.
That's where she sat.
The girls would dance for him, and every move a treat. They'd move and move and move, but never move their feet.
1,000 girls would dance each day with lots of hip, 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 hooray!
In old King Tut, 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 King Tutty's day. His tomb, instead of tears, was full of souvenirs.
He must have traveled greatly in his time.
The gold and silverware that they found hidden there
was from hotels of every land and clime.
While going through his royal robes, they found up in his sleeve
the first of letter Adam wrote to Eve.
In old King Tut, Tut, on common day, the dancers then in style
would even make the old Sphinx smile.
In old King Tut, 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 on common day, on the desert sands, old King Tut his band
played while maidens played.
They danced for old King Tut, neat moonlit sky so warm. They wore such happy smiles and were in perfect form.
They danced for him both fat and thin. He didn't care a darn what shape they were in.
In old King Tut, 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 King Tutty's day. In old King Tut, 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 on common day,
there was no Mr. Hines with 57 different kinds.
In old King Tut, 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 on common day, beaches of that land, they were never canned.
Hares loved anywhere.
White Sam from Alabama would not run 1, 2, 3. Oh, what a mark he'd be for old Mark Antony.
Why, Valentino, as a sheep, he wouldn't last a half a week.
In old King Tut, 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 King Tutty's day.
Everyone, 222, let's really enjoy ourselves. Let's live it up all together. You remember Grandma's Lysol, good for everything in the home. And the secret was in the scrubbing. It wouldn't suds and couldn't foam. Then let us sing right out of Grandma's, of Grandma's Lysol. Use one for everything. Everything on the place, the pots and kettles, the dirty dishes, and for your hands, and for your face, for all your hands. Shall we now sing the second verse? Let's fill it with a great exuberance. Let's live it up. It's not raining inside tonight. Everyone, let's have a happy time. Are we ready? All together, the second verse. Little Herman and Brother Thurman had an aversion to washing their ears. Grandma scrubbed them with the Lysol, and they haven't heard a word in years. Then let us all sing right out of Grandma. Oh, Grandma's Lysol, sing all out. All over the place, the pots and the kettle, the dirty dishes, and also hands, and also kettle. Well, let's sing what's left of the last verse. Let's have a happy time, everyone. The last verse, all together, everyone. Thank you kindly, kindly. Mrs. O'Malley, out in the valley, suffered from ulcers, I understand. She swallowed a cake of Grandma's Lysol, has the cleanest ulcers in the land. Then let us all sing right out of prayer.
Been in California, I've did a lot of things. I've met a bunch of people, from acrobats to kings. I've drilled for oil in Texas, I've hopped and skipped and jumped. I've handled plows, branded cows, but one thing's got me stumped. Them doggone artichokes, artichokes, they ain't appealing to very many folks. I've tried to like them, I've tried and tried and tried, but you take away the peeling and there's nothing left inside. One evening in Atlanta, I met a Southern belle. She said her name was Daisy, and daisies never tell. But when I tried to kiss her, the whole town heard her screech. So if you stray down Georgia way, don't pick a Georgia peach. Them doggone
artichokes, artichokes, they ain't appealing to very many folks.
I've tried to like them, I've tried and tried and tried, but you take away the peeling and there's nothing left inside. Now I don't aim to do no preaching, ain't trying to right no wrong, just kind of felt like singing before I move along. The moral to my story is look before you wink. Believe you me, I guarantee it makes you stop and think about them
artichokes, artichokes, they ain't appealing to very many folks.
I've tried to like them, I've tried and tried and tried,
but you take away the peeling and there's nothing left inside.
excited if you lose me, excuse me. Yeah, yeah! No, 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 no. Make my home on the bread. Yeah, put some mustard on my head. I'm a chili dog for you,
it and out for another week. Here we are. Don't go away yet. I got more for you. But first of all, I have an exclusive playlist, only good till the end of the show. All right, after that, you're going to have to look it up, okay? We started out with the Naz. Too much tension in the air. Let's do the Loosen Up. Yeah, there we go. Okay. An homage to Jerry Lee Lewis was Richard Trythall, I'm sorry. And then we heard from Cream, a demo version of Swallowburr. Longer and more involved than the one that we know on the record, right? Let's say Giddy Up a Ding Dong from the sensational Alex Harvey Band. Jimmy Cross, Ballad of James Bong. He's the guy that I Want My Baby Back. Remember him? Yes. And then we heard from Spike Jones in the City Slickers. Dragnet from 1953. Grampy, how about some music? Okay, Betty, we got, what the hell was that? Oh, that was Roger Ruskin Spear. I Left the Bumpity Bump on the Bumpity Road with you. All right, Tita Fint, Night Out for Man Nor Beast. It's 4 degrees below zero out there. I don't think so. Yeah, you can make with it what you want. And that was the New Dixie Demons. Help Yourself. Old King Tut from the Happiness Boys. In 1922. Familiar, eh? Grandma's Lye Soap was John Stantley. We heard from Tex Williams. and Artichokes, and then the other version of Undecided, because we're still not decided. I'm not going to decide in an hour and a half. Are you kidding? That was the single version from Jim Stafford, okay? And they are markedly different, so go back and check if you like. Anyway, I'll be back next week with some more shenanigans and stuff, depending on how well I can chip my way out of here and fight my way to the salt mines for some salt. So you be careful, all right? Don't walk too fast. And kind of bend forward on ice, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, now this song is a warning. Yes, folks, a warning against the danger that perils our very economy, a social fiber, moral turpitude, national security. And friends, the danger is not, it is not the long hairs, and it is not the warmongers, or the squares, or the drug users, or the fuzz. Friends, the danger, the real danger is thumb suckers. Yes, you heard me right, friends. I say thumb suckers. And every time you make a peace sign with your fingers, and every time you push a doorbell, and every time you're on a highway and stick out your thumb, there's always lurking in the shadows some dirty, sneaky thumb sucker who will leap out upon you, grab your wrist, and start to suck your thumb, draining all your natural thumb juices, and leaving you a hopeless, helpless, shaking, quivering, crawling, slavering thumb sucking addict for the rest of your unnatural life. That's why I ain't gonna let no thumb sucker suck my thumb. Suck my thumb. It'll drive you crazy. I'll leave you deaf and dumb. In a telephone booth. Her name was Ruth. She said she was just waiting for a bus. But I hid my thumb because I knew just what she was. I ain't gonna let no thumb sucker suck my thumb.
Suck my thumb.
No. Drive you crazy and leave you deaf and dumb. But then the suck the thumb of a guy lives down the hall. That's why I ain't gonna let no thumb sucker suck my thumb.
Suck my thumb. Suck my thumb.
Drive you crazy. I'll leave you deaf and dumb.
Deaf and dumb.
Make you crawl, climb the wall. Leave you down no hole. Gonna let no thumb sucker suck my thumb.
Thank you. me by as breezes blow. The summer goes, and trees place colors upon the ground. It's good, good to be around. People around me, they just pass and ignore us. Their minds aren't aware of our state of mind. Girlfriends with their boyfriends walk until the trail ends and silently slip from our sight. Do you recall the night we went walking just like then? Can we walk along together again? All I know, as the snow melts and the sun begins to shine, that it's good to be around. So good. A lot of us never stay young. We begin to decay like pieces. And things change at this time. Some people around us just pass and ignore us, and their minds aren't aware of our state of mind. The streams of memories pass us by, and the breezes blow as the summer goes, or rapid now. The trees place colors upon the ground. As I hear the sound of angels, I say it's so good to be around.